You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, GH fans, Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I want to talk about those recent scenes between Drew Kane and Nina Reeves. There was a vibe there that I noticed, I felt it, and I wonder if the ABC soap opera is about to do something really twisted. And if they do, I can honestly say that individually, these two characters are not my favorites right now with the way they're behaving, but I do love the idea of them hooking up. But hey, before we dive into this soapy mess, please click subscribe if you have not. So last week on General Hospital, we had Drew Kane breaking up with Carly Spencer and firing her from Crimson. But last I heard, she told him she was done at Crimson. But then I see some people in the comments thinking she had some lingering work there. It's really weird. I've only seen her at her house in Bobby's Diner, not at the magazine. And she distinctly said it was her first and last issue. But anyway, Drew split from her personally and professionally. And of course, it's all because he's butthurt about his twin brother, Jason Morgan, coming back to Port Charles. The twin who supposedly died while trying to save Drew's life. So you would think Drewfus would be a little more optimistic about his brother's return. He owes him a debt, right? A life debt. And for instance, you know, he could not assume off the cuff that his brother shot Dante Falconeri. In fact, you know, wouldn't you want to see Drew sharing Carly's pro-Jason optimistic attitude that she doesn't think he did it and won't assume he did it until she hears otherwise? But Drew is not. And this is clearly the writers doing a drastic change of attitude where these brothers are concerned. So we have single Drew who seems well and done with Carly. And if you recall, they had him at the gym with Jordan Ashford. And some fans thought it might have been a chemistry test. I thought it was. And people are torn. There's a faction that seem interested in it, but, you know, they'd rather see her with Drew than with Brick. And then there's another faction who just want her away from Drew. They prefer her back with Curtis or with anybody else. So that chem test to me kind of seemed like a dead end. Meanwhile, we have Nina Reeves served divorce papers and getting advice from her other ex, Valentine Cassadine, to stop fighting for a marriage that's not worth her time. And I think she hates the idea of giving up on it. But, you know, Sonny Corinthos seems to be slated to jump into some sort of thing, some situationship with Ava Jerome. I don't know what that's going to be or to what extent. But that's going to leave Nina single and her marriage irretrievably broken, at least for now. So that's the energy we've got going into this most recent Drew and Carly encounter on General Hospital. And I found the scene very engaging between them. I liked their verbal sparring back and forth, and I noticed that while they were slapping at each other with words, it lacked that threatening and nasty undertone that it had. Like when they had that showdown at Crimson when he fired her, and then there was another showdown when she screwed up their office, and he was being very menacing with her. He was looming over her physically in a way that I personally found inappropriate for a man to be doing with a woman, just because of their sheer size difference. But all that seems to be changed. They've changed the whole tone of their interaction, and I appreciate that. So Drew still blames her for his going to Pentonville, and she's still butthurt that he fired her from Crimson, but they do have some common ground now, and he needs her. I'd go so far as to say they need each other. Nina is not enjoying running the invader, and Drew is not enjoying watching Crimson go down the toilet, despite him saying he can afford to lose the money. However, he says he doesn't like his name being linked to failure, and Crimson going under represents failure. So it was in their back and forth that I started to feel a little vibe. It's funny because I saw some soap fans on social media saying they should have hate sex, saying get a room, just do it already, you know, and get it over with. Some even say they think Drew and Nina have better chemistry than Drew and Carly. And while I didn't see anything before, I'm definitely starting to see it now. So just some of their dialogue, you know, when Nina was poking him about his breakup with Carly, and Drew said, there are two things I feel for you that I could never feel for Carly: rage and contempt. And Nina replied, yes, I've become familiar. Except I think Drew was kind of lying. because I definitely saw some contempt the other day when he dumped Carly. Contempt for her blindly defending his twin brother, Jason. And the rage might come later if and when Carly winds up in bed with Jason. So his words might have been a little bit of foreshadowing about how he's going to feel about Carly at some point soon. And then he said, "But I got to admit, there's a couple of things you're pretty good at. One is crimes of the heart, and the other is running crimson." The crimes of the heart thing was a very weird turn of phrase. And when you Google it, because I was like, does that mean something I don't get? All the references are to some old movie that I've not ever seen. And so I don't know if we've got some ancient people in the writer's room pulling up some dusty reference. I don't know. Anyway, Nina told him about why she's not open to coming back to Crimson, saying she doesn't want a daily helping of his rage and contempt, throwing those two words back at him. But Drew promised minimal supervision. And then he called the magazine a monthly scratch and sniff. That is very funny, because if you ever pick up a Vogue or any of those, you know they reek, because there's 87 perfume samples in there and it has a distinct aroma. I thought it was very funny. And then when he suggested she work with Carly on the next issue to transition back to her, that made Nina explode. And I can only imagine how PO'd Carly will be when she hears Drew's rehiring Nina to replace her and expects Carly to work with her for even an hour. She's not going to do it. Anyway, Nina clapped back, and then Drew finally was like, "Okay, fine. I'm just going to let it die." And then her face just falls. He turns to walk out. And then the last shot of that scene, he was smirking, right? As she was like, well, and trying to get him to come back. He knows he's got her where he wants her. He's going to get her back to Crimson. But I suspect this might lead to some office shenanigans if indeed she does go back. And I think she might. Valentine might be a little upset, but you know, I can totally see lonely, single, angry Nina and lonely, single, angry Drew crossing lines and having some sort of twisted, hot, sexy, hateful fling, you know, getting jiggy on her desk at work and then not wanting anybody to know, but not being able to secretly stop doing it. You know, I think that would be super sexy and super soapy and super fun, and getting laid might improve both their attitudes. Just saying. Let me know what you think in the comments, and please subscribe if you have not, and come back soon. We are here talking GH on the number one most followed soap opera channel on YouTube. And as always, this is Belinda from Soap Dirt. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.